Welcome to the Lions Den University Report. This program brings you a behind-the-scenes look at the spiritual life on today's university and college campuses. Now here's your host, Glenn Bailey.
Today we're in Richmond, Virginia, and actually we're using the library at my son's church. He's the pastor of the Clover Hill Baptist Church in Richmond, Virginia, and we were visiting him as well as doing some interviews down here in Richmond. And my guest for this program is Paul Henderson. He's with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes with a few of the campuses, including Virginia Commonwealth University and the University of Richmond. And so, Paul, welcome to our program today.
Thanks for having me.
And how long have you been here in Richmond?
I've been in Richmond. August will be 12 years that I've been here. I got here my freshman year in college in 2003.
Okay. And you were a VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University student then when you came?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. Where did you grow up?
I grew up down in Hampton, Virginia.
Uh-huh. Okay. So not too far from here.
Not too far at all.
And so what were you studying there at VCU, and did you play some sports as well?
Right. I studied history. I got my bachelor's in history and my master's in teaching. And my first 4 years in college, I was on the track and field team.
Okay. And what events did you do on those teams?
I was primarily 400 meters and 800 meters.
Okay. So kind of a little bit longer than sprints.
Not by choice.
Okay. Great. Well, we're glad to have you with us. And you are working with athletes now, with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and a fine Christian organization that's nationwide. And one of their emphasis, of several emphasis, is the college campuses. And but you also work, FCA works with the high schools and right. Also with professional athletes as well.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. And what would you say is the mission of FCA, if you were to summarize that?
Well, the vision is a little bit more complex, so I'll share that with you. And that's to see the world impacted for Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
All right. Great. And now, the world being influenced, as I've talked to you, your family was influenced by Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Your mother and dad actually were involved with it before you got involved.
Absolutely. You talk about a legacy. My parents met through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes back in 1980-1981-ish, when my mom was a senior and in high school. And now they have six sons who are all athletes. I'm the second of six boys, and that is pretty amazing that the fifth son, my brother Josh, is actually a professional baseball player. So we're seeing that influence just continue to go even further, you know, here locally and also around the country.
Right. Okay. And some prominent athletes over the years have been involved with that. I was just reading a book about Bobby Richardson, the former second baseman for the New York Yankees, who won many of the World Series with that classic Yankees group, including Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, Whitey Ford, mm-hmm. Yogi Berra, and he was active in, I think, maybe on the board with Fellowship of Christian Athletes and certainly involved heavily with that organization over the years.
Absolutely. And I've had an opportunity to meet Bobby. And you just hear his story, you hear his faith, you hear his life, and you hear his passion. And to see that he used that influence to not only go around campuses, but also to challenge his teammates. I mean, he told awesome stories about, I think it was leading Mickey Mantle to Christ on his deathbed, which is unbelievable.
Right.
You talk about influence there.
Sure. And yeah, I've read some of that account as well. And so God, as we talk about the universities, that we say, you know, God spreads the Christians around like salt. You don't put all your salt in one place. And
right.
So we find people in different sports and different majors at college and at the administrative level or faculty or students, undergrad and grad. There's not majorities of those that are believers, but there is a percentage that are there to shine the light of Christ. And so you're working with college students here in the Richmond area.
Yes, sir. At VCU, which is where I went to school once again, and the University of Richmond, and also at Virginia Union University.
Okay. And so how involved are you at those campuses these days? What kind of ministry do you have there?
I'm at all three campuses on a weekly basis. VCU, there's a general athletes Bible study that takes place on a weekly basis. On University of Richmond, they have that athletes Bible study on a weekly basis, but they also have, during the football season, a team chapel service that takes place every week. So for the home games, I'm able to share and minister to the football players and coaches before their game day. And then at Virginia Union, I primarily work with the football team, do some team chapel, do some work with the coaches as well.
Okay. And so FCA was involved in your upbringing because your parents were involved with it. And so you grew up in a Christian home and committed your life to Christ then. And what about when you went to college? Was it a part of your college experience?
My parents did an awesome job. They did an amazing job raising us. But it was right before I got to college when I really began to step out on my own and say, you know what, I think I want to, I made a decision to live for Christ on my own. And when I got to college, oh my goodness, it was tough. And I made a lot of bad decisions when I got there. I was almost like that baby just learning how to walk on my own two feet.
Right.
And then I had some struggles when I got to college, just through the influence of being a college athlete and just the environment on a college campus. And then around 2005, I was invited out to an FCA group. A couple of my friends were headed there after an athletes meeting that we had. And I said, hey, where are you guys headed? They said, we're headed to this FCA meeting down the hall. And immediately that perked my ears, because I remember my parents' story and them meeting through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. So I went to that meeting with them. And there were three guys there. And really for the entire year, there were three guys there and three students, give or take, mm-hmm. One or two throughout the course of the year.
Sure.
But God really used FCA that year, to 2005 to 2006 year, to really give hope to a guy that really felt broken at the time. So FCA had a tremendous impact on my life when I was in college.
Great, great. And so now you're carrying that over yourself with the same understanding of what some of the athletes and students that you work with are going through as well.
Absolutely. So many athletes, have made bad decisions, like so many of us, and they get to feel like how I felt for a given time there, felt like damaged goods, as I like to phrase it. So I like to share that same hope that was shared with me through the FCA. I like to use the influence that God has given me as a former athlete to say, hey, you know what? You may have messed up, but God is a forgiving God. He's a gracious God, and he loves you, and he wants to let you know that he still has a plan for your life in the midst of the mistakes that you may have made.
Right. Okay. And the scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. And if we trust God, he not only forgives us, but he gives us, as you said, hope for the future and a new future that relates to eternity as well.
Absolutely. Then that 2 Corinthians verse is one of my favorites.
Amen. And now we were talking earlier, and you said and you thought of one particular fellow whose life, when his life changed, some other athlete saw that and now is involved in the program too. Share that story a little bit with us.
Right. I remember there was one evening that the Lord put something on my heart that wasn't the most comfortable thing to share. The topic, I don't remember exactly what it was, but what I do remember was that the topic went directly against the college culture. Mm-hmm. And I saw we had a couple of new guys in there that night, which, I guess the human side of me got really nervous. But I felt God's peace to go forth with the message that he had given me to share that evening. And then as I shared, I looked at this guy's eyes, and you could just tell that he was receiving what the Lord had for him. And I gave a call to Christ, an invitation to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I talked, and this guy raised his hand and said, hey, I'm making this decision tonight.
Amen.
And he didn't just raise his hand and I never saw him again. He raised his hand, and we would begin to meet up. We begin to talk. I begin to show him scriptures and just show him and model for him how to live the Christian life.
Right.
And from there, we had talks. He got out of a relationship that he knew wasn't pleasing to the Lord. And he told me that there was actually a roommate that he had that he had been watching. And then that night he came out to that FCA meeting, it kind of tied a bow on what he had been seeing from his roommate, which was a great thing. His roommate was a Christian.
Okay.
From there was another teammate who approached me and said, hey, we need to meet up. And I'll never forget meeting up, hearing him tell me what he thought he had to do to become a Christian, which was like a 45-day process or something like that. It was unbelievable. And when I showed him just a few scriptures in the Bible, we were literally in Starbucks, two big guys in Starbucks, you know, crying, you know.
Right.
It was unbelievable. And then he shared with me that guy that we had talked about, Ray, earlier, that same roommate or that same teammate that we had led to Christ a while before. He said, "Paul, I remember him making that decision, and I watched him for a while, and it was evident that there was an obvious change in his life." And I, let's look at the testimony from one college athlete, not just making this, not just saying something, but making a decision and living it out. And it literally had an impact on not just that teammate, but other teammates as well.
Right. Okay. And I think you shared with me a particular of that one individual whose life was changed, who broke up from a relationship, and that the woman that he had the relationship with was supposedly a Christian, and she was violating, you know, her Christian principles. And when he gave his life to Christ, then he broke up because he realized that was not the way Christians should be living.
Absolutely. And that story really touched me because I remember him asking me about it. And I'm never the guy to say, you know, break up with this girl. You know,
right.
I don't counsel people that much unless it's that obvious,
yeah,
that the relationship,
yeah,
is
the Holy
that
Spirit
healthy.
Needs to convict with,
right,
the truth, sure.
But the Holy Spirit convicted him to break up with her. And he did it. And to me, as a campus minister, as somebody that's looking to walk with this young man, that spoke volumes to me about the level of commitment that he had and to see his influence on campus. I remember one night, I mean, he went from being too nervous to even say a prayer, an opening prayer to our meeting, to the next, maybe 3 weeks later, I asked him to share, "What does salvation mean to you?" I mean, I thought I was talking to a Mexican-American Billy Graham by the time he finished. I mean, he shared one thing. And that stuck out to me, and it still sticks out to me to this day. He said, "I will always compare myself to this soccer player or that soccer player, or when it comes to speaking, I will compare myself to Paul." He said, "But the Lord shared with me that I cannot allow comparison to cripple my calling."
Right.
And I was like, man, this guy is really spending time with the Lord. And he told me that message came directly from the Lord. So it's been pretty cool to see somebody go from the process of accepting Christ,
yeah,
to being a disciple, to getting to a point where God is speaking to them and they're hearing God's voice on their own.
Right. Okay. Great. Now, in terms of your ministry on these campuses, do you have a number of different teams that are represented in your Bible study groups? And do you have chapel services with some of the teams?
Absolutely. And it's always a cycle. Every year, there seems to be one or two teams that have heavier attendance than others. I know a couple of years ago at VCU, baseball had the highest attendance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now it's pretty much women's soccer and women's field hockey on a normal basis.
Right.
At Richmond, you know, we've seen heavy involvement from men's basketball, women's basketball, women's soccer, women's field hockey in the past. And I think right now we probably see the highest attendance with football. And once again, we do have the team chapels, the team chapel services at University of Richmond. All the guys don't come to the complete athletes Bible study, but over the course of the year, we probably see about 40 guys or so get involved with FCA from the football team.
Well, this has been exciting, and I enjoy speaking with people all over the campuses, but I love sports, too, so that makes it special, too. And my guest for this broadcast, Paul Henderson, working with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes here in the Richmond area, in particular with University of Richmond, VCU, and the Virginia Union University as well. And so, Paul, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
You have been listening to the Lion's Den University Reports. If you would like more information about the Christian life or would like to contact the Lion's Den or one of the guests, please write us at the Lion's Den, Post Office Box 226, Mifflinburg, Pennsylvania, 17844. Or email ltcldur@yahoo.com.